T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tim Allen, host of our post-game show here on The Fan. What a time, Timmy, to be alive. I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
I talked to you last week. I did talk to you last week.
You did?
Yeah. You did the overnight show.
Ah, that's right.
And then I jumped on at 5.
We forget about that.
Yeah, so I did talk to you. I don't necessarily recall talking to you.
No. Are your bosses aware of your work habits and practices?
What do you mean?
Well, that night, there seemed to be a little something going on with you.
The night the Bucks won the NBA title, I was celebrating.
What does that mean, though?
I was having the time of my life, enjoying life and my surroundings.
Okay. Fair enough. Hey, a year ago right now, the Brewers were just getting done with the Cubs to open up their season.
Oh, that's right.
You remember that? Yeah. Season got underway on July 24th of last year. So, and that was coming off the crazy negotiations between the players' union and the league, and there was a lot of fighting. And
you sided with the owners. I got mad at you.
That's right. That's right. We had a big battle about that.
We came to blows.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
So now, yeah, but now it's just like everything's happening.
Well, I thought it was interesting, just on the Packers note here, Goody right there. There's been a lot of discussion about, employer and employee roles. And, you know, some say the one side is that, nope, the boss is always the boss, man, and the employee has no input. And the other side says, nah, there's certain people, they have the right to have a little input because they're that important. You just heard Goody admit that Aaron has earned the right of communication. And I thought that was some integrity for Brian to come out and say that, Bart. I'm pretty impressed with that.
Well, I feel that way. I mean, especially like, again, we have to remember, we do really bad at this, but we have to remember that their jobs are not our jobs. We can't say, we can't equate any normal job to that of playing sports. And where Rodgers is he's been the quarterback. He's been here for 17 years. He's clearly at the end of his career. You know, even if he is playing well, he's closer to the end, much closer to the end than the beginning. And for them to have a conversation at the end, what are your goals with the rest of your career in line with what are the Packers' goals? What's best for you? What's best for us? Does it line up? If so, let's keep going. If not, let's branch off. I think that's totally fair.
And I think that conceptually, Bart, I may disagree with that. I think it does apply to a lot of situations in the civilian world, if you will, in the non-sports world. I do. There's companies that, there's more important employees than your counterparts. It happens in our business for sure. Some people have some say and a little leverage and others don't. And that's the way it is. So I think it's a case by case basis, but I really like what they did. Now the real question is, you heard him also allude to the fact that these guys are NFLers and, you know, they know what they've got to do. They won't let this outside noise distract them. I don't know. There's something to be said about chemistry, a good work environment, a hostile work environment. most times is bad. Sometimes these guys just want to get together and win a Super Bowl and then, you know, go on their merry way. But that's going to be a question, too. Will it in any way be a hostile environment? Because I don't know how much interaction Goody has with Aaron on a regular basis. I mean, they're in the building, right?
Yeah.
Their offices are right there. So, will it be hostile? I tend to lean no, but, hey, you never know.
Well, I look at this season as the biggest, example of winning cures all ills of all time.
Yep.
Because if they win, okay, everybody's happy. But if they start losing, I'm wondering if they start 0-2, does Rodgers get to the podium and say, yeah, it would have been nice if we had another defensive tackle? You know, does he do that stuff? The minute Goody took the stage, when he can't talk about a Cobb trade, Cobb's tweeting himself in a Packer jersey that he's back. That's not a coincidence. So Rodgers is still screwing with this guy.
I don't know, but I think you're right. Oftentimes in this situation where if it does go south a little bit, it could all come apart in terms of the work environment. So I agree with you on that. Guys, this is a very good football team. I don't see them going into the tank at all.
Let me bring in John and Franklin's on the phone, 799-1250. John, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning, boys. I got to tell you, man, I had to check a little bit out of that Gutekunst presser, man.
Yeah, it was a little boring, huh? Well, we aired the whole thing.
There was a whole lot of verbs and just not a whole lot was said. I don't know how much you came out of there and how much you learned.
I learned that my Bitcoin investment went up because while he was talking, I was checking my Coinbase app.
Oh, my God.
There's something. Just a couple thoughts. I see this guy shuffling across the parking lot in his backpack and his Dunderler Mufflin T-shirt, and I'm not finding Super Bowl inspiration. I'm a huge Packer fan, and I hope we're going for the Lombardi Trophy. But all I see this season being, I just see this whole thing imploding. A house divided cannot stand. And if anybody thinks just because he showed up, he's showing up and he's got the Packer uniform on, I'm not convinced that his motivations are to win a Super Bowl for this team. I mean, who even knows what's going on inside that locker room? Do you think that locker room is united behind Aaron? I mean, there is so much going on, and every time, like you just said, something negative happens this year, the press is going to be there picking at all of it. This thing is setting itself up to just implode. I hope it doesn't, but that's what I'm seeing, guys.
John. He's not just going to throw on the uniform, and he's not just any other Packer that throws the G on the helmet. This, check his ID. He's Aaron Rodgers, the MVP, one of the best to play the game.
Well, one thing I'll say, John, thanks for the call. One thing I'll say off him is he's coming into a locker room where there's a handful of guys who have never met him yet, and they don't know anything about him.
Aaron Rodgers is just
you've got a whole rookie class that's now they don't know Rodgers. They don't know what the hell's going on. There could be divisions in this locker room very easily.
I'll talk more, but I'm filling in for Rami today, so you get an earful from me.
What about a guy like Devin Funchess or St. Brown? They're trying to make this team, and all of a sudden Rodgers wants his friend traded back, and now I'm out of a job?
Their money. Bart, his success is their money when you get down to it. His success is going to make those guys more money.
You know, it's one thing to it's one thing to say, I better perform well, I don't want to get cut, but now you got to think, well, I better perform well in Rodgers' eyes, or he's going to try to get me traded, or try to trade for one of his old teammates.
No. You just heard the guy in charge of that organization, Bart, say that Aaron has earned the right of communication.
He's earned it at the end of the season. Right. He hasn't earned, I want this, I want this. Go give me Marshall Newhouse.
No, but there'll be communication with it, and that means somewhat of opinion-based, and his opinion holds a lot of credit.
Rodgers better be having one-on-one meetings with every single person in that locker room that he does not know.
Come on.
He needs to sit down with Eric Stokes, and he needs to say, look, Stokesy, here's the deal. I'm a big-time weirdo, and I am so impressed with your tape. I watched it. Let's do this thing. I'm back to win a Super Bowl. We're going to win you a Super Bowl in your rookie year. That's what I need.
Well, Jake Kumerow and Trevor Davis and all these other guys, yeah. Yeah. So who was right on that when he was wanting more help? Geronimo Allison's. Come on, guys. He deserved it. He does. And they got a great shot at a Super Bowl this year.
Well, I agree with you on that, yeah.
I mean, a great shot. And that, again, you're right in that, you know, if it comes apart, it's going to come apart, maybe a wide gap. But my goodness, I don't see it happening, and I see these guys getting on a run, and they're on a mission. If this is a last dance, that's even more motivating.
You know, this is a crazy time because we've got this happening. The Bucks are 1 week out from winning the NBA championship. I watched their video they put on last night. It's a 70-minute behind-the-scenes look at Game 6. And this is like a bummer to me because there's just so much going on. The Brewers, the Packers. The Olympics, you know, I'm into. It's like the Bucks won the title, then they had a parade, and then we have to just, like, move on? I've been waiting my whole life for this.
We can enjoy it. No, certainly. Certainly we can enjoy it. Toby, play that audio that Toby put together. I mean, play that thing, you know, play it every day.
Oh, of all the fans?
And that'll recapture that. Yeah, all the fans. All the fan reaction.
Yeah, but I can't. Really, I got to play Adrian Amos' thoughts on Aaron Rodgers being back.
and then, you know, you pass the baton to the Brewers here. And as we just discussed, the Packers have a great shot at winning a Super Bowl. You're right. There's a lot of things going on, Bart. There are.
Why does the fact
that they're mostly all good?
Why does the fact that, like, unrelated, but the fact that the Bucks won a title, why does that make me more confident that the Brewers can and will?
I guess you got to look at the season thus far. First.
No, but just the simple, like, there's already a lot about the Brewers that I like. So let's say I gave them an 80% chance to win the World Series. Now that the Bucks won the title, now I put it up to like 95%.
I might tick it up a couple of notches, but maybe not that much. It is its own entity, but I guess it proves that Milwaukee isn't snake bitten. So those of us that are waiting to get our hearts broken every year, it proves that it does happen and can happen.
Got an email here. This one's from Mark. Let me read this to you guys. Mark says, hey guys, love the show, especially love when Tim is on. I heard Matt LaFleur's talking a little bit later. Are you going to play the press conference live? As a matter of fact, Mark, we will. That will be at 9:40. Mark goes on to say, one thing about the Brewers is, he says, I'm not a big Bucks fan. One thing about the Brewers, I've been watching every game and every at-bat, even when the NBA has been on. I have noticed that Christian Yelich has been performing very poorly. Do you think he got COVID-19 on purpose? Mark.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, always a comedian in the crowd. Yep. No, these Brewers, I have a feeling, Bart, I have a feeling a bigger name is coming in this year, and not just your. I heard McAlvey the other day on the big show talking about, you know, Drew Pomerantz acquisition and Jordan Lyles, and yeah, he seems to think that it's going to lean in that direction. Yeah, it might, but I think this year might be a little bit different. They got to seize the moment here with this pitching. I mean, just in their last 10 games, they're only 6-4 in their last 10. However, Bart, they're hitting .263, vast improvement, but a .215 collective ERA in 10 games. I mean, it's those types of numbers. It is a very dangerous team in the postseason, and then you got to stack onto it. Are there flaws? For sure. There are. But, man, 59-42, a cushion in the Central. an outstanding, just wipeout pitching staff. Let's face it, they are. It's a pleasure to see these guys play every day. But, you know, I could see Stearns going a bigger name, a bat, and maybe surprise a lot of people.
So, I mean, Josh Donaldson's out there, Joey Gallo, Trevor Story, these could be names. I would normally preface this, Tim Allen. You're in for Rami, and you're doing the postgame today, eh?
Yeah, they're letting me do two.
Wow.
I know. I'm used to two or three, but, I mean, they've kind of curbed that a little bit.
Wow, Tim, good for you.
Yeah, they'll bone once in a while.
Tim's, let me just let everybody know, Tim's one of these rare people on radio that likes his job.
I love to do shows. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, just, you. Yeah, it's exciting times now, but even on the lowest, what a lot of sports talkers will say, well, there's nothing to talk about. Are you kidding me? There's always something to talk about. Always. Yeah, it's, I do love my job, for sure.
So, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but then I remember that I put chairs on the parade route and got on the news, and it worked out, so I will get ahead of myself. I'm looking at the Brewers here. I'm already thinking about what do they need to match up against one of the teams in the NL West, because we thought this was going to be a 3, maybe 4-team race. Right now, you're 7 up on second place Cincinnati, 8 up on the Cardinals. There is a large good probability that September is just coasting into the playoffs. Then you'd play the team based on how the records are. Let's say it all works out this way. You play the team from the NL East, right now the Mets. The NL West would be the wild card teams, and then the division winner with the best record. And since you've got the NL West not until the championship series, you got to figure out, like, what do you do to beat them? The pitching, obviously, I think is there. Yeah, sure, another bullpen arm, but our starters are incredible. Even the kind of performances, I rag on Brett Anderson, but he's an under 4 ERA guy, and he was good again last night. They're good all the way around that rotation. Even some of these guys, like, we were excited about Justin Topa last year coming out of nowhere. Now there's like 7 Justin Topas on this team coming out of nowhere. So even the guys that they're pulling up from obscurity are playing well. You got to figure out, and that's what I'm looking at. Maybe, yes, you need another bat because the Dodgers lineup is stacked. The Padres are just collecting everybody they can. The Giants are not going to be quiet at the trade deadline. Tim, you're right. It's got to be bat or bust.
I think there should be a bat involved. But I will say this also. There's other teams that should look at it as to how they're going to match up against Milwaukee. Think about this, Bart. They're a good stretch of games, you know, maybe a good stretch, depending on schedules of the Dodgers or Padres or Giants or some of these other teams, Boston, Tampa. They're a good stretch of games, maybe a couple of weeks if things drop right, of having the best record in baseball. They're, you know, 3-4 wins away from the best record in the game. So I think there's another way to look at that, too. That doesn't, you know, look at the Dodgers, for example. Dodgers are very concerned about the back end of their bullpen. You want to talk matchups, they might be in trouble. They're going with Phil Bickfords of the world, and Kenley Jansen has blown a number of saves here lately. So, I mean, they've got their issues. Are the Giants for real? Some people say playing above their head a little bit, and they'll come back down to earth.
Yeah, it's been 100 games, though. They got to be for real now. It's been 100 games.
Yeah, no. There's some credibility there, for sure. They're a good team. But, you know, are the Padres going to, you know, catch fire and surpass them? I would think either the Dodgers or Padres would or should, and the Brewers may have something to say about that, and they play the Giants in a couple of series here. But, I mean, there's other teams that need to look at Milwaukee and say, hey, we need to load up on some bats because they're going to throw a three-headed monster. And, by the way, their fourth and fifth guys, Hauser and Anderson, both right around 3-8, which is pretty good for your four or five guys. So maybe there's some other teams going to combat, you know, facing the Brewers down the line.
Let's bring in CJ, 414-799-1250. What's up with you?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, CJ.
Hey, this is what I got to say about Rodgers. The first thing he needs to do is get to the training room because he's going to need a bigger helmet than what he wore last year. With that being said, I'm expecting a few concussions this season. And one other thing, karma is a bitch, and I'm not talking about his new girlfriend.
Well.
What comes around goes around, my friend. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
So that's all I got to say. Have a good day.
Karma does come around, CJ. Thank you. I once threw coleslaw in the air at a bar, and now I lost the respect of some heavyweights. Karma comes around.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's something to do with that, too, from a pragmatic point of view. It does tend to, you know, level things off in life and in occupation. So, I mean, I'll buy that to a degree.
I don't believe in karma. I think because a lot of bad people have done. What I believe in is energy. I believe that positive energy creates more positive energy. Because at the end of the day, what we are is mass. We are mass of energy. Humans are energy.
Wow.
This is what I believe. Bucks Lust got this to me because when Eddie J is talking about vibing supreme virtuosity, you know, I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah.
And that's why I say now that the Brewers have seen the Bucks, like nobody's talking about this curse anymore. This is what's so great about the Bucks. When the Bucks were in the playoffs, I think it was game one against the Hawks. Like, you could feel everyone in there being nervous. Packer games and Brewers games. The crowd is so nervous because they don't want it to be another one of these failures. But then by game six, by game six, everybody knew they were going to win that night. And now when people go to Miller Park, when they go to the ballpark, they're going to be like, we can do this. We can do this. So the fans are going to be giving a better energy, and the players are going to feel that energy.
And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a man that, you know, as much as I go to Vegas, he goes to Roswell, New Mexico. So just saying.
How was Vegas?
A beautiful thing.
Did you win?
Always.
Like, did you win money, not like in life?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, I very rarely lose money.
Yeah? Do you know how to, like, game the machines or what?
No. No. It's all in the energy. You know, it's all we can do this.
Yeah, positive energy.
That's right.
Are you making fun of me?
No. Mm-mm.
I see.
You want to be on the show this afternoon with me?
Nah, Wednesdays I can't.
Why not?
I have to be a dad on Wednesdays.
I think people would like that.
Oh, I was on yesterday with Rami. Actually, with Plucker.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, Wednesdays. Yeah. Wednesdays are bad. Wednesdays, I got to actually got to be a dad with our daycare situation. I got to actually watch this kid. You know what I did?
One more Brewer item, Bart, that 9 of the next 20 games are against this Pittsburgh Pirates team, and I think you could. You could really expect a minimum of 6 of those games. I think that's fair, right?
Yeah, they should win. I want to talk to you about my kid.
Okay, shoot.
All right, so I took him to the park the other day, and we're there for 45 minutes. And all he ever wants to do is go to the park. Every day he says, park, 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 outside, outside, park. So I take him to the park, and I think there's slides here, there's sand, there's so much for him to play with. So I take him by the slide. He said, no slide, Dada. I take him by the sand. He says, no sand, Dada. So he wants to wee. He wants to swing. So he swings. We're in there for 45 minutes. He doesn't smile once. I say, are you done? No. Are you done? No. 45 minutes later, he goes, bye-bye, park. And then we go home. Is he a psycho?
That's fun.
Do you think he's a psycho?
All
he wants to go swing emotionless for 45 minutes. He's a kid. He should be using his imagination.
Well, you get ready. You just get ready. You get ready for a 16-year-old boy. And so that's, you know, quite a few years away. But I'll just give you a heads up. They're all, I want to put this sort of, they can all tend to be, I think all of them at some point are going to be a-holes. So be prepared.
Well, yeah, judging by who his dad is, that wouldn't surprise me at all. All right, Tim, I'm going to let you go back and talk to the birds.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to play.
I'll schedule you for 4:15 today.
I can't. Can't do it.
Okay. Bye, Bart.
See you, buddy. Tim Allen, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.